time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Larry Jensen, and they just had a commission meeting. We're going to talk about some of the things that went on there, but there's a couple of big projects that are getting ready to kick off, and we're kind of excited to talk about them. And you know what? We're going to have another spring cleanup coming. We're going to talk about all of those things. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me here.
We enjoy it when people with the local governments come in, because you know you always bring information that people may not think of or may want to know answers to, and they just don't ask them. And I think that's always the biggest problem is, you know, making sure that you're part of the process. It only works when everybody is part of the process. And so we're going to start off with talking about the solar field. And you said that that's about ready to kick off and kick into operation. Is that what's going on out there?
Yeah, so they've been working on it for about a year. It's almost complete. They're expecting to begin to sell power to PacifiCorp, I think, next month. So it's real close to being done. And the significant part for us in the county is that once they've completed that, it goes on the tax roll. And the amount of tax money that the county will receive is a pretty good chunk of money, not only for the county, but the school district. It looks like the county will end up with about $70,000 this year, and the school district would receive an additional $151,000.
And we should start seeing those roll in at the end of the year, you were saying?
Yeah, in November, when taxes are due, this will be on the tax rolls as a completed project. That is a requirement for the county, is the project needs to be finished before it moves it from whatever value the property had prior into the new value.
All right. And then another project that we have talked about in the past, and it's a very big project here locally, is the expansion out at Intermountain Electronics. And how is that going right now?
Intermountain Electronics began construction of their main new production facility, factory floor, they call it. The building is about 240,000 square foot building when it's finished. They're unable to build the whole thing right now because of they need one more parcel of property that would help have the room for the whole thing. But they are pouring footers and getting ready to do the walls of this new factory. You'll start seeing probably fairly soon some steel walls going up and things to get it above ground so you can see what's going on.
And this is a very large expansion, and we've talked about it, like I said, in the past. Once this is completed and they're ready to go, what are they looking, what's the workforce looking like it's going to be out there?
Their projections that they brought to us 2 years ago put them at about 287 jobs over the next 5 to 7 years. And they've already added probably 60 since this plan went into place. They've began expanding the workforce so that when they get this new facility built, they have skilled people that can move into the new place and handle the expanded growth of the needs their customers have put in front of them.
All right. And then speaking of growth, and this just came up at the last commission meeting, you guys talked about the sewer project on Ridge Road.
Yeah, the county received a large sum of money from the federal government for COVID last year, and the money had to be designated to be used for either water, sewer, or broadband. And there were a few other things that it could be used for, but it was more for infrastructure. And we really didn't have a lot of COVID need to supplement last year. So we decided that we were going to take that money and put it into a sewer line to extend the sewer system out into the Ridge Road area. And it's a long ways. We're a long ways from the sewer, and so we have the engineering completed. The materials we've found are 18 weeks out, the manholes and the pipe, and so the county went ahead and began the purchasing of those materials, and a contractor will be chosen here probably in the next few weeks. We're going to put that out to bid. But the project can't start till we have materials, so it looks like it'd be fall of this year that will be installed, and that'll allow for us when we have new industry come and look at locating here in Carbon County to find properties along that Ridge Road corridor that they can plug into with their sewer and not have to put that whole line in themselves.
And we talked about that before we came on the air, and different things like this, you know, sewer lines and making sure, as you said, the infrastructure is in good shape. You've got to make sure all these things are together and all your ducks are in a row, so to speak, if you want growth. And that is a great place. Like you said, it's a really industrialized area. You've got some businesses out there already, but this would help more people that were maybe looking at locating here and maybe draw them to there because this is already done and this is already done and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so Price River Water Improvement District already has water out in the area, so that's already there. And this sewer line now, which the county will not own, it will be turned over to the Price River Water Improvement District. They will own and operate it and collect the fees for the sewer that is dumped into it. So it'll be a good thing for them as well as industry that now could probably come here easier.
Okay, and then let's wrap up with another thing that came out just the other day with a lot of places, a lot of municipalities in the area, like Price City, not doing like a spring cleanup like they normally do. You guys at the county have done something at the landfill to kind of ease that a little bit for the citizens of the county. And is this the second or third year that you've done this?
We've done it each year since I've been here. There's mm-hmm. usually been a two-week period where the county waived all landfill fees for residents. Price City used to go around and pick materials up off the curb that folks set out, and they would bring it into the landfill, and we would not charge Price City for bringing those materials in. But we made a decision that we would no longer accept those materials from the city that they were bringing in for free, and go to more of a two-week period where anyone in the county can bring things from their homes and yards to the landfill, and there will be no charge.
And this, what are the dates of that?
It starts March 26th and goes to April 9th.
Okay, so get your stuff ready and get ready to do cleanup. It's springtime, it's coming, and you're going to be able to use the landfill for free, which is a great benefit in those 2 weeks. Commissioner Jensen, I like when you come in and talk, because the greatest thing is you're willing to listen. And I think that if there were more people that knew, you guys are sitting there and waiting for people to come in, and if they've got questions or anything like that, that's one thing that you guys always do, isn't it? Let's talk about that for just a moment before we get out of here.
Yeah, that is. I know that all three of us are very available, and when people have questions, we prefer they come, either the commission or other departments in the county are able to answer questions. Government is a little more complicated than we would hope and like to think, and many times frustrations from people are heightened because they don't fully understand. So we're happy to take time and walk through step by step, and if we don't know, we can reach to those in the county or even the state to help with people's questions.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Larry Jensen here in Carbon County. You can head on down there to the municipal building and the county building. They will take care of any questions and help you through and answer everything. Once again, Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave, for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.